coach.
I guess go a little slower on Nick, just ease him in day by day.
Yeah, well, I think when you're dealing with head injuries like that, and this is a mild concussion, it always makes sense when they are cleared to wait an extra day or two. So that's what we're going to do. He feels fine. He could have practiced today. He has no residual effects.
What about Javon?
Javon's a number of players that we just rested today. There's no issues from the game. Roy Dell, we backed down a little bit. He was a little sore. We got Justin back. Dave Stewart, we rested. A couple of guys pushed through some things, but really don't have any issues.
When you're working with a short week, does it change how you guys prepare practice-wise?
We do have I think we're challenged this week because we're going to have a special teams practice in the morning, and Wednesday we have a lift. And so we really don't have two-a-days per se this week. So we'll have a good session tomorrow afternoon to work on some camp-related things we need to work on. And then, Wednesday ends up being, preparation for the Raiders. And so short week, missing the day, it changes the dynamics of the week.
You're poor from McCairns. He's been in the league for a while, but you get going with vets and develop some chemistry in games.
Yeah, he hasn't been out very long, and they've worked well, throughout the offseason together. And Justin will pick up right where he left off. I think he had been the regular season. He may have been able to get through the ball game, but it just didn't make any sense risking, setting him back. So he's back, and he'll be fine. He'll play quite a bit this weekend.
Key for some of the younger receivers to bounce back and make corrections from some of the things that may have gone wrong in Saturday night's game going into.
Yeah, as young players go, there's going to be mistakes, and it's not just the receivers. It's a lot of the positions, and they have to learn that, even though they're on the field, and then on the field on special teams, you have to learn to execute when you're tired. And so that's the reason, the explanation for a couple of the mistakes. But we'll try out of fairness to them to keep them fresh this week so they can, be full speed and fresh and hopefully see them make some plays.
What sort of things in the second camp does Eric King need to show you guys, or what do you look for to him through this camp?
Well, Eric came on last year. He was very solid for us before he was injured, and he's had a great offseason, made plays, made a big play here at the end of practice, and, he's just playing well in ball games. So, we just want to see him just remain the consistent player that he is.
You said you wanted to see mistakes in this first ball game, but are you pleased with the mistakes you didn't see from this group?
You're always concerned about the physical type of mistakes, such as missed tackles, and then the mental mistakes, the assignment-related things, and then, of course, penalties. We had 6 penalties in the game. 2 had nothing to do with the snap. They were pre-snap penalties. The others, we can correct. So from that standpoint, we still haven't seen some things, and they may come up. It's hard to say. The other thing that's tough on the younger players is the special team substitutions. And when we're playing and rotating a lot of players, they have a tendency to come off the field on offense or defense and catch their breath and not be aware of the fact that they may be needed on the field when, the teams are called, and especially when there's sudden change. And so we reminded them of that, and hopefully we'll improve that area this coming week.
How much maybe some bad things that happened during the course of the game outweigh good things that happen in practice? Like Paul Williams, who maybe had a good week of practice, goes into the game, has a drop, has a penalty. How much does that set him back?
We understand. There's, best receivers in ball have drops. He's been very consistent out here, much more consistent than he was last year. And we still have 4-3 games left, and, he'll have his opportunities.
You hoping for a much more polished performance now, especially from the young players, now that they've gotten a game under their belt?
Well, I expect everybody to improve, that's the way preseason is. You try to get better each week.
What kind of challenges the Raiders present that maybe the Rams didn't on defense?
It's a different scheme. They're a man-to-man oriented, bump-oriented, bump and run, kind of cover corners. Their safeties are aggressive. They fit very well, and there's a great deal of multiplicity. I haven't looked at the defensive side in the game against the 49ers, but knowing them, they're going to bring pressure, and they're big and stout. So it's going to, it'll be good, another good challenge for our offense.
What impression do you have of McFadden when he came out How do you think he'll do in the league?
Well,
potential. Peterson-type potential is
He's got great speed, great vision, and, you know, he's got real good change of direction and strength, and that's why he was drafted so high. I mean, he's going to be a very good player.
Okay, thanks.